Word of God speak, would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know you're in this place. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Daniel White III with the Scripture and the Sense podcast, where I read the Word of God and give the sense of it based on an authoritative commentary source such as Matthew Henry's commentary. This podcast is based upon Nehemiah 8:8, where it says Ezra and the Levites read in the book in the law of God distinctly and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading of the Word of God. The aim of this podcast is that through the simple reading of the Word of God, the Holy Bible, and the giving of the sense of it, the understanding of it, the church would be revived and the world would be awakened. And ladies and gentlemen, today we are reading Daniel chapter 2, verses 46 through 49. The Bible reads, "Then the king Nebuchadnezzar fell upon his face and worshipped Daniel and commanded that they should offer an oblation and sweet odors unto him. The king answered unto Daniel and said, Of a truth it is that your God is a God of gods and a Lord of kings and a revealer of secrets, seeing thou couldest reveal this secret. Then the king made Daniel a great man and gave him many great gifts, and made him ruler over the whole province of Babylon, and chief of the governors over all the wise men of Babylon. Then Daniel requested of the king, and he set Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego over the affairs of the province of Babylon. But Daniel sat in the gate of the king." Ladies and gentlemen, I just read in your hearing Daniel chapter 2, verses 46 through 49. Now here is the sense of it, or the understanding of it, from the Bible Knowledge Commentary, edited by the great Dr. Walvert and the great Dr. Zuck of Dallas Theological Seminary. Daniel had validated his interpretation by first recalling the dream and had certified that the interpretation was trustworthy because it had come from God, who holds the destiny of nations in his own power. He knows what will take place in the future. The king was so moved at Daniel's interpretation that he prostrated himself before Daniel and ordered that an offering be made to Daniel like he was some kind of god, an honor that would normally have been given only to the gods of Babylon. Such was Nebuchadnezzar's recognition of Daniel's divine authority. Through Daniel's revelation and interpretation of the dream, Nebuchadnezzar was led to confess that Daniel's God is superior to all the little g gods of Babylon, and that he is Lord over the earth's kings. Daniel's God was exalted in the eyes of Nebuchadnezzar, because he, through Daniel, revealed the course of forthcoming history. Pardon me. God is the king. God is the king, said a revealer of mysteries, as Daniel had said. Nebuchadnezzar apparently accepted the fact of his own appointment to power by Daniel's God and recognized his authority. Nebuchadnezzar appointed Daniel to a position of responsibility in the government and rewarded him materially with royal gifts. Babylon was divided into many provinces, each one under the leadership of a satrap. Daniel was evidently made a satrap over the province in which the royal court was located, the province of the city of Babylon. Daniel did not forget his friends, but asked that they be promoted too. So the king made Shadrach, Hananiah, Meshach, Mishael, and Abednego, Azariah, administrators to serve under Daniel in the same province. Daniel was able to remain in the royal court, perhaps as an advisor to Nebuchadnezzar. In a remarkable way, God elevated Daniel to a position in the royal court so that he could serve as a mediator between the king and the exiles from Judah, who would shortly be brought to Babylon. Now, here is the sense of it from the Matthew Henry Bible commentary. It is our business to direct attention to the Lord as the author and giver of every good gift. Many have thoughts of the divine power and majesty who do not think of serving God themselves, but all should strive that God may be glorified and the best interests of mankind furthered. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to the Scripture and the Sense podcast. Please remember to read the Word of God each and every day and pray without ceasing to God for wisdom to understand it and apply it to your life. And pray without ceasing about everything that comes up in your life. Most importantly, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Please stay tuned for a complete presentation of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ so that you can get your soul saved from hell to that wonderful place called heaven. It is the eternal life insurance plan, paid for by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou, you, shalt be saved. May God bless you, dear friend, and keep you, is my prayer. So, dear friend, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, and you want to get to know him today, all you have to do is believe that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and you will be saved. For the Bible says in the book of Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth thee, Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will. Until next time, my beloved, please remember, the Word of God is the foundation to a successful life. May God bless you.
If you look at the hard left and how they treat law enforcement in the last five or six